We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. It bugs the stew out of me. The more I think about it, what we're watching right now is, we lied to you. And now that the lie is finally being found out, we need to go ahead and swap you into another lie. Do you mind? That's where Democrat voters should be incensed right now. If you have any Democrat friends, you should tell them that they are the ones who've been like, we've been complaining, right? We've been complaining for years now that it's all about, you know, us having to deal with stuff that they're saying about MAGA Republicans. And all. The reality is what they're doing is they're lying to stoke fear and obedience within their own side. You and I aren't sitting around feeling, you know, any more than just frustrated, right? It doesn't change our vote. You lied about Trump. You tried to go ahead and take him down a road that wasn't true. You tried to lawfare. You tried everything else. And you do all these things. And yet, what are we doing? We're voting for the man. I think you just dug us in, man. But Democrats are the ones that should be mad. Democrats are the ones who should be saying, who was in charge of this goat rodeo? That's where they should be right now. Democrats should be calling for heads to roll within their own party. I'd like to point out that after the last midterm election in 2022, it wasn't too long after that we found a new chairperson for the National Republican Party. Ronna McDaniel had presided over tepid results for several years. She needed to go. Fundraising was down. Recruiting of good candidates was down. The inability to win races. All of it. So what did we do? We swapped out leadership. We got a new, you know, sense of mission, and we drove forward. Democrats, not that I want them to start winning elections in the future, but by God, Democrats need to be saying, we just got pounded. We just got our backsides handed to us. And it's not because of those nasty MAGA Republicans. It's because of their own leadership. Lying to them for years. Don't worry. It's Joe Biden. He's okay. He's good. I'm telling you, he's vigorous. We can't even hardly keep up with him. It's awesome. Oh, God, did you see the debate? No, don't worry. He's okay. It's all good. It really is. Did you see the interview he did with, Black Entertainment Television? Oh, well, about that, just because he couldn't name his Secretary of Defense, it doesn't mean anything. Just because he called him a black man doesn't mean anything. It's all right. We'll figure it out. 31 Democrats have now called for him to step down. What the heck? Democrats, all of you Democrat voters, and some of y'all listen to the show, I know you do because you text me and you tweet at me. All said and done, Democrats, you need to be asking for heads to roll in your own party for lying to you the way they did. Now, I will say this. You are freaking gullible. You just let yourself get rolled. All right. It's like saying, I didn't know what would happen if I wore big sparkly jewelry when I went down to the most dangerous part of town and walked around. I didn't realize somebody would do something to me. Well, guess what? You put yourselves in the position and you got rolled. Nonetheless, get mad, get busy, Democrats, because you have been duped. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gaston, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, so let me take some text real quick. Text lines are indeed open. You want to text it or call it? The show is here, 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number, 833-68-RIGHT. What do you think? Is it a coup? Is it a soft coup at the very least? David from Huntsville says, Phil, loved your rant on Democrat lying elites. Their Pepto-Bismol solution will bring trouble. That was a true story, by the way, on the Pepto-Bismol. If you missed that one, you might want to hear the monologue.
So were you drinking so much because you like the taste of it?
Dude, I thought I was following the instructions.
Oh, okay.
I was doing what I thought you're supposed to do.
When I was a kid, I would drink it because I liked the taste of it.
Okay, that's messed up. That's just wrong. That's why we don't leave medicine around children.
Exactly. It's just something kids do, I guess.
Bruce from Hazel Green says, right to the point, Phil. Awesome monologue. Thanks, Bruce. John from Huntsville says, Phil, fantastic monologue. And did you hear what Zelensky said about Trump and the Republicans? I did not. He says, my opinion is Zelensky proved to me he's the bad man. I always thought he was because he's doing his best to make sure Trump and the Republicans lose. And on top of that, he's trying his best to make our country go bankrupt. In my opinion, Zelensky's more dangerous than Putin because Zelensky's the one draining us dry of our money and weapons. Well, so here's the thing. Zelensky has become like the entitlement state. I don't think Zelensky can do anything at all to affect our election, but I do believe this. I believe Zelensky is desperate right now to not lose the, you know, cash influx that he's had, the weapons that he's gotten from the U.S. And I would imagine that a lot of that's going to continue, just not be the same. I would imagine that some of that's going to wind up being, you know, contributions in kind, as opposed to we write you a check. I bet there's going to be things like, look, we're going to give you these weapon systems. Don't ask for more. We're going to give you training, but we're not providing the weapons. Somebody else has to provide the weapons, but we'll provide the training. We're going to provide repair parts, but we're not providing the initial systems. There's going to be things that we're going to still do, I bet you. But Zelensky's desperate because he realizes that the bankroll is about to run out. And I'll say this, he's also like the many people who believe in big government because big government's been giving them stuff. They'll vote for a Democrat because they got an Obama phone. They'll vote for a Democrat because they heard they're going to get their student loans paid off. They'll vote for a Democrat because they heard that they're going to get free stuff. It's all free. Nobody's paying for it. It's just free. That's the way it works. Well, Zelensky's getting free stuff. Doesn't want to lose it. So, yeah, he's probably voting Democrat if he had the opportunity. JT Lacey Springs sends me a meme. What did he send me? He says, this sums it up. Oh, yeah. Has a picture of Biden's face superimposed over a flat tire on a truck. And it says, when you have a flat tire, you change it. You don't drive around on it for 4 more years to see if it gets better. Wow. 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 Todd from Decatur says, I have to admit, I was a little disappointed with the RNC, especially the part where the Sikh woman singing to the demon god. Is this really who the RNC thinks they need to appeal to? Is this who they think is their base? Do they think so little of those of us who are so conservative Christians they need to pander to pagans? If so, then they are no better than the left. I don't think it was a true pandering moment, Todd. I'm not for it at all. I could have done without it. But I don't believe that what they were doing was saying, hey, we're going to water down our standards to show everybody that we'll take any god that walks in the door. I don't think that was it. I think what they were signifying, though, is if you don't believe everything that we, most of us, the bulk of the room believes, it doesn't mean we can't work together. And that's what I believe the spirit of that was intended to be. I'm still not good with the Sikh prayer, but what do I say? I do know this, what was her name? I just forgot her name. The woman who did the prayer is actually a rock solid, Trump supporter, an attorney who has done more for the conservative cause than most anybody we know. Allie from Athens, two-parter. She says, well said, Senator Williams, there's no way to express the pain involved in realizing how you've been lied to and then working toward a different philosophical and political platform. It is worth it. But it's not easy, and I speak from experience. Yes, she does. Allie has an amazing story. Allie, thank you for your testimony. Then she says, by the way, part two, the woman who had been a lifelong Democrat who spoke about the fact that she's voting Republican for the first time in her life took me down memory lane. I literally cried many years ago when I registered as a Republican, but I knew it was the right thing to do. Love you, Allie. Thank you so much. Thomas from Athens. I got some great texts today, man. This is what an awesome show. You guys are an awesome audience. How do I possibly do this every day if y'all aren't out there texting in? I mean, this is just, y'all, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there are days I come in the studio because I've got a bad disc in my neck and I've got a headache or whatever, and I feel better after I do the show. It's crazy. I can come in here jaded from doing legal work for somebody on stuff that just irritates the crap out of me. I'll come in here and do this show, and you guys in this audience just make me better. Thomas from Athens says, Colonel Doggone Good Rant. The Democrat elites will keep doing whatever they can to get away with retaining power over regular Democrat citizens, in quotations, treating them like ignorant sheep. The only way for all the PO'd sheep to regain your self-assurance and protect your family is to get out there and vote for change from a Democrat rule. As for me, that's called voting for Trump Vance and Republicans all down the ballot. Good enough, man. Three more, and then I'm going to jump in my dipper here. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, it must be the end of democracy, but not from the Republicans. Ha ha. That's exactly, isn't that crazy, Jeff? That's what it is. It's the Democrats who've been swearing that Trump is going to be the end of democracy, tearing down democracy. It's unbelievable. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. Dave from Hazel Green says, in honor of Rush Limbaugh, per name from Stephanopoulos, George Staphosyphilis. Okay. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Mark from Tony says, Zelensky can sell one of the two yachts we bought him. Okay, if you know there's a yacht, I'd like to see that. And then last one, John from Huntsville again. Says, Phil, I thought it was funny when Trump said one morning he was watching deface the nation. And also, I love what Franklin Graham had to say. Yeah, that we're going to get into that here in a little bit. The RNC, what an amazing batch of speakers. What an amazing batch of entertainment. You know, here's the thing. They want to portray people on the right as somehow being stodgy and, you know, walking around all, you know, all stiff and look at them. What are they putting up? It's Weekend at Bernie's. And I have no idea what the DNC, what their convention is going to look like. Can you imagine? What is it going to look like? They don't even know who their nominee is going to be as of today, and the convention is a month away. I mean, this is, actually, it starts 1 month from today, as a matter of fact, August 19th. Can you imagine? You're 30 days out. And they're trying to figure out whether to drop the guy they just voted for. And yet, we're rocking the house. We've got speeches from, we got Kid Rock. We got Franklin Graham. We got Hulk Hogan. We are running the gamut. So, you know, here on this show, I like Right Side Radio. When we started this, I said, we're going to do what I call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain our audience. I think that's exactly what the Republican convention's been. They've been educating us on policy issues and why things are the way they are and where we can go next. Educating, they've been enlightening people on making sure you're aware of your surroundings, what you see, and where we're going. They've been empowering folks. I mean, people are fired up. They're ready to go out there and hunt bear with a switch. And they've been entertaining, too. They've been a hoot. This has been great. So anyway, all to say, I think we're the ones having a good time. I'm enjoying these texts. John from Jasper sends me a meme. What you send me, John? Breaking. District Attorney Alvin Bragg files two new criminal charges against Donald Trump, including avoidance of a targeted projectile and obstruction of an assassination attempt. You know what? I feel certain that's probably true. And then... This audience, man, I tell you what. And then Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, Phil, knowing you came to help us understand, quote, even though you don't feel good some days, every day I'm so grateful for your insight and love for us. I'm always listening. You're the best. Thanks, Roughly Ann. That means the world. I can go all day on that. All right, listen, we got a full show here. I just, y'all are awesome. You know, there are times when I wonder if the Friday audience is going to be with us. You guys just, look, there's Rita from Scottsboro. She just dropped in. I got to read Rita. Rita's awesome. The DNC convention is going to be held in Biden's basement this year. It probably is. Yeah. And they'll all be sitting, you know, socially distanced because he has COVID, you understand? God knows the man who told us that it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated has had COVID three times after being boosted six times. I mean, good gosh. I think what that really is called Biden needs to go to the house and collect himself because people are being really mean and he's not sure what he's going to do yet. And the family needs to have a talk. So he's on timeout right now, in my opinion. Big Rig, you better take me to a break, brother, before I grab some more text messages because they're just dropping in. Y'all are awesome. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got more. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So, I mean, number one of the triple dipper, the dim coup. That's where we are. I did my monologue on that. If you missed it, I encourage you to get it. You can go on the podcast. All the podcasting platforms that guys got out there, we can find Right Side Radio. So, encourage you to find that. I talked about it being what I refer to as a soft coup. A soft coup. you know, there's actually a thing. It's called, it's a soft coup. It's where someone distorts the political processes and undermines democratic principles in order to depose current leadership and then impose their will upon the people. That's me paraphrasing the rough definition of it, but that's what it is. And it's not usually accompanied by, you know, force of arms. It's not going to wind up being the, you know, marching on the Bastille. You know, it's not going to be the idea of a violent overthrow where the military rises up or nothing. It's basically what we're seeing right now. It is people who believe they know best, believing that the sheep out there who, you know, the masses, the great unwashed, that they don't understand enough. So we're going to have to take care of them. And the only way to do that, really, I mean, we were elected, right? We were elected to make decisions for them. So let's go ahead and make all the decisions. Let's remove from them any right to make this. Listen, you have rights. Even Democrats have rights. I may not always appreciate the way they use their rights, but the fact is they have rights. Democrats have a right to their opinion as much as we do. Democrats have a right to their vote as much as we do. Democrats have a right to assemble. They have a right to, you know, due process. They have a right to all of it. Free and fair elections are as much for the Democrat side as they are for the Republican side. And if there's ever a viable third party, it'll be for them too. So the reality right now, though, is that Democrat voters have been told throughout this entire process that Biden's okay. He's great. He's vigorous. You don't have to worry. It's all good. He's the man. Why would we want somebody else? He's Joe Biden. Look, Kamala. Kamala's awesome. She's wonderful. Wait until you see. Oh, you did see. Well, anyway, she's awesome. And then people say, well, what about RFK Jr.? He's a Democrat, right? He's trying to rise up against Biden. Nope, we're not going to let him even debate him. Nope, we're not doing that. Nope. We're not even going to let him on the stage. Nope. We're going to deny him the opportunity for fundraising. Nope. We're not doing it. Nope. Why? Because we have a plan. Hey, guys, everybody, get on board here. Biden's okay. And so RFK Jr., with no other recourse, despite the fact that he's got like 7% of the overall vote right now, which is, you know, for a third-party guy is not bad. He leaves the Democrat Party and goes out on his own. And he's running right now, because his own party wouldn't let him. And then, oh, by the way, we find out now that all this stuff that Democrat voters have been told so much so that they went and overwhelmingly cast their votes lovingly in favor of Uncle Joe, it's all good. His daddy said, Joey, you got to go do the thing about the place with the folks, you know, stories about corn pop and all of it. It's all good. And now Democrat voters are literally having their votes supplanted by the will of a few elites. 31 Democrat officials have now called upon Biden to step down. Pelosi is said to be in the background, jimmying up his ability to make use of campaign funds that have been raised for his campaign. Chuck Schumer is calling on the DNC to change its plans. They are in such disarray right now. They don't know what to do. Adam Schiff, the guy who told us Russia, Russia, Russia for several years, the fact that he had seen all the evidence. I was in a secure briefing. I have seen the actual evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia. Really? So where'd it go? Well, I saw it. But anyway, believe me when I tell you, though, that Biden needs to step down, says Adam Schiff now. Adam Schiff, who's actually running a much closer race in California to be a U.S. senator than anybody would have ever believed.
My question is what took him so long?
Yeah, well, what took him so long was the polls. They had to wait until Biden was so visibly crumbling that they could no longer hide it. That's what happened. They're not doing this because he's actually having trouble. They're doing this because they're getting told that they can't win with his trouble. That's the bottom line.
So it has nothing to do with him?
No.
And what he can do for the country?
They're throwing him under the bus.
It has everything to do with just winning.
He's in their way now.
Yeah.
He is literally in their way. He was their useful idiot. He was their tool. He was their puppet until they could no longer prop him up and the neighbors realized that Weekend in Bernie's was a dead guy. And now they're trying to figure out what to do.
I mean, it's just so obvious right there in front of all the Democrats right there.
It is. And that's why I was saying a minute ago, they were actually undeniably gullible. because it was visible. If we could see it now, but granted, we had different optics, right? The scales were not on our eyes on the right. We were seeing it because we were already predisposed to see it. We didn't care for their guy. Respect the office, but we didn't care for the guy. You know, the policies were not what we wanted. So the scales were not on our eyes. Democrats needed desperately to believe that they were not being lied to, but now they're realizing they have been. It's an awful thing. Story here in the Daily Wire. Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, he says it right here. The palace coup is on. Story came out today. It's actually an opinion piece he wrote. He says Democrats are ready to toss Joe Biden off the back of the train. They're done with the old man, and they are leaking like a sieve, meaning they're letting it be known how badly they feel about all this stuff. Says it appeared for a moment as if the pressure on him was going to let up, but now it's broken out again in full force because of all the polling data. According to a new poll from Blue Rose Research, which is, by the way, a Democrat-based polling organization, only 18% of voters and only 36% of people who actually voted for Biden in 2020 believe he's mentally fit and up to the job of being president. Now, I will point this out. That's not just the election. That's just doing the job. Never forget that if today he comes out and says, ladies and gentlemen, I have lost the confidence of my own party. I will willingly step aside. Well, we just have a poll here and a pretty full knowledge that he's got 6 more months in office. There's a lot that can happen in 6 months. The same poll also shows, by the way, that Biden's deficit in the political side of things is growing. His deficit is 5 percentage points down in the must-win states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and his deficit in 3 other key states, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, is even way outside the margin of sampling error. The margin of error is where they tell you that, like, it's the 50-50 plus or minus 3, right? That means it could be 53-47. It's 50-50 minus plus or minus 3. That plus or minus is called the margin of error. They're saying right now that, nope, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, they're not even in the margin of error. He's just losing. Ben Shapiro says it's like season 8 of Game of Thrones, and we're about to see the dragons. I got more on this. We're in the Dems coup. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we're talking about the Democrat coup right now. The Dem coup. It's a soft coup. Phil from Raleigh, North Carolina just texted in. He says, Phil, in all silent coups, there's a hidden hand or a puppet master. Who do you suppose it is? My money is on Barry Obama, possibly assisted by Hillary or Bill. What say you? Frog of War, Raleigh, North Carolina. Frog of War, that is, you've named my top candidates in terms of the most visible. I really believe there are some others in the background that we are less familiar with, but they are more along the lines of the folks who run some of the major funds like BlackRock, folks from the World Economic Forum, the Soros folks. I think there's a bit of a cabal, in my opinion, but I think that Obama is probably considered to be a quite the partner in it, and I think Hillary and Bill still wield some influence, although I can't imagine why. But anyway, nonetheless, I'll get that call in 1 minute. Let me finish this real quick. This article from Ben Shapiro. On the idea of a coup, he says, in the last month alone, we've seen Biden's full-scale collapse on stage in a presidential debate. We've had 2 weeks of deliberation about whether he was going to, you know, go or not go, and including multiple bizarre interviews. Then we had an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Then we had Trump's selection of his vice presidential candidate. Now it turns out Joe Biden has COVID. And then, nonetheless, Biden had just done one interview with BET, Black Entertainment Television, in which he talked about his defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, except he literally forgot his name, calling him the black man. The black man. Okay. So they put him in political hospice care, they say. It's an interesting point. The family debates now whether Joe Biden or his campaign wants to live under these conditions. According to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden will return to his home in Delaware where he will self-isolate because of COVID. What does that mean? It means he's going to have the full weekend to decide whether he's going to go. One more thing here. According to Politico, the flurry of leaks comes as Pelosi herself has coordinated with senior Democrats trying to push Biden out, cranking up the pressure on the president bit by bit in hopes that he'll just get the picture. She's stabbing him with a knife. By the way, as I go to the phones, I'll tell you this real quick. There's a breaking story right now on Fox. It's one of those things that political insiders look at and go, huh, that's unusual. There's a last minute conference call with major Democrat donors that's about to take place this afternoon on short notice. New York Times is reporting, according to two people who have confirmed the call has just suddenly been scheduled, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to be on the call. Not President Biden, Vice President Harris is going to be on the call. It's unclear whether she plans to encourage them to stay calm and to deliver their funds or to give some other message to them. Interesting. Let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Wolverine Dan? How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing quite well. I want to touch base on a couple of things before the election gets here. First off, the president we have right now is a paper tiger. There's somebody else making decisions, not him. They knew that. The Democratic Party, what they're, you know, they always have an excuse for everything, except why don't they every once in a while say, you know, maybe we did something wrong here. We apologize and we'd like to do it differently and do it the right way. They'll never do that because they're circling the wagons. Now, here's the deal. Costs don't lie. You go to the grocery store, it doesn't lie. I have to really shop and be very, very cautious on what I buy and how I buy it, and hopefully it's on sale. If not, I'm paying through the nose. Now, here's the other thing. Your gas is expensive, too. Hopefully that will be rectified when the new president comes in and we can start being energy independent and lowering those prices down. And then the third thing, I'm not supposed to eat fast food. I guess really none of us are, but we do. You know, you like it just as well as I do.
Sure.
Have you noticed lately you get a large fry from Mickey D's, and it looks like a medium, a size of a medium container of fries. So it's a big box with half of it full. And then your burgers look a little smaller. Have you noticed that too, Phil, that all your stuff is shrinking on you, it's costing you more money, Phil.
Yeah, when did my Big Mac become a slider? It shouldn't work out that way, but it does.
Well, here, long story short, everybody, when I say that, that means go to the polls like we're losing by 50%, okay? Go to the polls, because if you want to continue to get a large fry box with a medium-sized fry in it, then you need to change, and we need to get on the right track, and that's Donald Trump.
So what you're telling me is the campaign slogan is vote Trump, he'll biggie size us.
That's right. He's going to supersize the mega, mega economy.
All right, Wolverine Dan, later, have a great weekend, man. We'll see you, buddy. Oh, that's good. That's good. I like it. Biggie size me, Trump. There you go. Victor Davis Hanson wrote a piece. Man, I'll tell you right now, if you haven't been reading any of Victor Davis Hanson, I mean, his tweets alone, I should get continuing legal education just for reading them. I feel every time like I read him, I'm smarter for just having read his stuff. But he wrote a great piece this morning that the lovely Charlene forwarded to me as I was getting ready for the show early today. And he talks about this very idea that I staged in my monologue about the coup. And he says basically they are working to depose Biden as their nominee. That they were recently just telling us this weeks ago, he was sharp as a tack and fit as a fiddle. But there's irony, he says, when those who are supposedly the guardians of Democrat norms pontificated to the country for the last 9 years about the Trump-Hitlerian threat to democracy, and yet now they so cavalierly work overtime. And here's the thing. He gives four parts of what they're doing. They're doing, one, to pull off the removal of their candidate from the November ballot on the grounds of senility, but two, not the removal of the same president from office, because that would be showing that they were liars. While C, trying to select rather than elect a replacement candidate, D, without even offering an explanation, much less an apology about how a Democrat president from January of 2021 was declared vibrant, dynamic, and engaged, but suddenly, one day after a June 2024 debate, was remanufactured as not. Well put, Victor Davis Hanson. And they're feeling it, man. I'm going to tell you right now, this coup, this coup, and by the way, the coup doesn't rise because people are satisfied, right? The coup doesn't arise because suddenly they just, you know, everything's happy, but let's still get rid of the guy. No, the coup arises when the panic sets in. The coup arises when the fear of the loss of power kicks in. One Democratic aide, townhall.com. One Democratic aide described the party's 2024 chances in two words. It's over. That's the two words. It's over. Right now, every poll shows that they are looking at an electoral bloodbath for the Democrats. They're looking at, right now, they might lose, according to Town Hall, all the Sunbelt gains they gathered in 2020 may be gone. They still hope to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, but all three states of those have the current president trailing Trump. The dysfunction and the disunion among Democrats around 16 weeks from the election day was unforeseeable, but June 27th debate imploded the whole operation. Politico must have been ripping them a new one because everybody's quoting Politico. Politico's piece about all the mayhem said one aide is quoting his party's chances as saying, it's over. Listen, this is what happens when you lie, because then you got to live with the lie and you got to try to keep the lie going, and it doesn't always work. Let me wrap this up. I got a couple more pieces that I'm just going to pull from. I will say this. National Pulse has a story that says Biden has gone into hiding. That is the way it feels, isn't it? I mean, does anybody still say things today like, well, I have COVID, so I'm going to self-isolate? Does anybody still do that? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's still a thing. I don't know. But right now, it doesn't feel like it. And yet, that's exactly what he just did. Wasn't that funny? Isn't that funny how everything's going south? He was due to give a major speech. And I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to feel sorry for him, but yet not really. Because he and his ilk were a willing participant in the grand deception to undermine the democratic processes. And they know it. But I'll be honest with you, part of the thing they got to worry about, and it goes right in with that story, I think what's about to happen, that meeting I just told you about a minute ago that got scheduled on short notice for today with Vice President Kamala Harris jumping in on a call with major donors, is because of a couple of things. I think, number one, it's the story I got from Town Hall right here. Biden faces more than bad polling and a total Dem rebellion. His campaign is now running out of money because the money's drying up, y'all. And even the funds that are already there, some of the super PACs are declining now to release them. The freeze extends beyond Biden's campaign, said one Democrat fundraiser. It goes into the web of super PACs. It's a crisis. The money isn't moving. Well, what that tells you is they don't want to spend money. Why would we waste the millions? Kamala Harris is going to get on that call today. And I think it's not necessarily because she's telling them, we need you to spend the money, please. Biden's okay. They know he's not okay. They can't look at Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama, and Adam Schiff, and say, they said he's not okay, but you say he is, Kamala? Okay, we're good now. We'll write you a check. It's not going to work like that. I think what she's doing is she's getting on there and she's saying, we need you guys all in. But I need you to know that if necessary, I can do the job. That's what's about to happen. I think she's about to tell him, I can do this job. Trust me. Because part of the problem they got is when the money is given for a certain candidate or at least a party platform, not platform, but a slate of candidates, it has to go to those candidates. And that's where they are, y'all. They are freaking stuck. So now Kamala has to sell herself to the donors to reassure them that she can do the job. Because all of the Democrats' leadership, the elites, they are willing to stage a coup against the guy they've been lying about now for the last 4 years. All right, that's enough of that one. You take a break for us there, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come right back, and we're going to switch gears. Let's talk about the RNC for the ages. Holy smokes, was that something else? Yes, it was. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. That and some text. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. All right. So, by the way, the lovely Charlene just texted in. She says, no matter what anyone must say about the election being over, we have to keep fighting. They want us to think it's a done deal. It isn't over until it's over. I love my wife. I met her. She was a political science and communications major. Still plays in. Okay, so she's right, by the way. Do not let up. Do not let up for a second. Do not take your foot off the gas. I got several text messages here. Let me get a few. By the way, there's an update. Let me do that first. There's an update. So that whole thing about Kamala Harris being on the donor call, story came out just, where'd it go? It said it was 1 minute ago when I saw it. 6 minutes ago. She was on the call. They just had it. She got on the call and she swore to the donors that she and Joe Biden together are running to beat Donald Trump and that they were asking for the donors to loosen up funds. I'm not buying it. Why am I not buying it? Because there's no reason why Biden couldn't have been on the call. What they needed was to hear that there is someone else there who can speak coherently and has stability. They needed for Kamala to be in the face of the donors. They needed Kamala to have a moment of leadership. So I'm still not buying it. They're trying to get rid of Biden, but they're trying to play up Harris. They need checks being written. They need them written before the announcement comes that he's bowing out. So please, write your checks. Write your checks today. Would you write your check today? Great. Okay, announcement coming on Monday. Just say, you watch. Bait and switch. I mean, they've been lying to their Democrat base for so long. Why would they not lie to their Democrat donors, too? I'm looking at it going, Robert from Athens says, you mentioned that Harris may have to sell herself. No problem for her. Oh, yeah, I'm not reading the rest of that. Okay. Thank you very much, Robert from Athens. Appreciate it. Dustin from Hillsborough says, I think Joe will move aside for a cool $20 million. A couple of pardons. Continued invite to the parties. Got to keep up Jill's standard of living. Maybe a few renditions of fanfare for the first lady, too. Yeah, look, I think they're in negotiation phase. What's the soft landing? If you're going to conduct a soft coup, we're only going to want to do a soft landing. We want to know what the book deal is going to be. We want to know what's going to happen to Hunter, and by extension, what's going to happen to the rest of the family because we all took money from Hunter. They want to know. Brian from Bluntsville. Who do the Dems have to even replace O'Brien? Listen, it's a narrow bench. They've got other people out there that if they were paying attention, they might, like this guy named Josh Shapiro. He's the governor of what, Pennsylvania? Watch out for him, man. He's young, dynamic, and scary liberal. But they've got a few others out there. They just won't let the bench, you know, play. They've got some stodgy. Now, listen, we do too. I should say, like, is McConnell ever going to retire? I don't know. Is he ever going to be done? Somebody please tell me. I don't know. But you got to look at the cross. Literally, Feinstein just died in office. She was a vegetable towards the end. It was awful. You got Maxine Waters, who just looks like she has to reinvent her face every week. It's come on, y'all. You're never going to develop the bench unless you let the bench develop. Terry from Athens says, Biden's back in the basement. That was the first thing I thought when I heard COVID. There you go. John from Huntsville says, do you think Harris can beat Trump? In a straight head-to-head? No, I don't. I don't think Harris can beat Trump in a straight head-to-head. Do I think she can beat with some cheating? Yes. There are still some blue walls out there in the some of the swing states that if they get just enough help, if you know what I'm saying, we got to watch out. We got to watch out. Mark from Tony says, they're getting Kamala on the phone to tell her she's going to be replaced. They didn't do that, apparently. Listen, here's the thing, though. They got a problem because unless I'm wrong, I believe that the campaign finance laws would specify that the funds given to certain super PACs or to certain candidate campaigns have to be used for those things for which they were given. You can't just go, you know, we don't like that one anymore. Let's give it to that one over there that nobody's ever heard of. It doesn't work that way. JD from Hartsell says, I was ready to run through a wall after Tucker Carlson's speech, more so after Trump. Today I'm worried. A lot of the R's are talking like it's in the bag. Makes me super nervous for some crazy surprise. Yeah, do not be a bit surprised by a surprise. That's why I was saying a minute ago, and Charlene just texted in and said it, is We have got to run like our hair's on fire, like scalded dogs. You do not let your foot off the gas. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. You go straight to it, man. I'm telling you, get her done. All the way to the tape, man. All the way to the tape. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.